Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday's Sofa Cinema Club Oscars special. I'm Colin Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
You did a finger, Ben Price.
Today's episode on the Oscars special, we are jumping back in the Sofa Cinema Club time machine, and we are going to have a look at Oscars in previous years. And the years that we are going back to is the years of our birth. Or is it year? The year of our birth.
Yes, I wasn't born in different years. When were you born? 70 to 80.
Now, I'm going to do this the only logical way, and we are going to go back to the oldest person in the room. So we're jumping in the time machine right now, and we're going back to what? 19...
You literally are making it sound like it's black and white
19...
television.
60s. It's got to be 60s.
1971. We're in the machine.
Film is Patton, George C. Scott.
He got Best Actor.
Best Actor, Best Film. It has an iconic monologue at the top, which is him. It's a huge American flag, and it's an iconic shot. He comes into shot, and it's him in front of that flag, and he delivers this extraordinary monologue as a General Patton, and it's one of the most famous scenes in film. You won't have seen it, but of that film, it was extraordinary.
Let me ask you this then. So if we're talking about 1971 there, the Oscars, how long have they been about? When did they start to become so prestigious? What is it about the Oscars that makes them 30, the biggest of the biggest?
It was in a room. It was a small room, I think, that was in Hollywood, and they gave out, I think they gave out 10 Oscars or less to a group of themselves. So it was only a group of actors that gave out awards. Then it became bigger and bigger. I think a lot of it is to do with, I would have thought, actually, the 70s and the 80s were the biggest moment.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
That was the time when they were making, they'd make a huge difference to a film. And they were big movies that were winning. Big films.
And I know we spoke yesterday on Extraterrestrial about how the films now, there are so many of them that are Oscar nominated, but back in 1971, are we literally talking
five.
About yeah, so a handful of nominations.
And if you won, it's a big deal.
Okay,
it's a big deal for the film, because you've got to remember, you haven't got the streaming services, you're not going to get it and see it on telly, you're not going to go and see it on VHS. Remember 71. So you're only going to go to the cinema. So if it wins an Oscar,
yeah,
you're going to the cinema and paying money to see that film.
So it's kind of progressed in time from 1930s, it literally just being 30 actors in a room deciding who wins. And then in the 70s, it really is hitting its pinnacle.
But I think cinema is hitting its pinnacle.
Yeah. And I guess if you're at home in the 70s, the cinema is a luxury, isn't it, in these days?
But also, you've got to remember, so because obviously I am that old, if you wanted to see that film and you don't see it at the cinema,
you don't see
the film.
And I guess if you're at home and you have the money to be able to go to the cinema, you are going to watch the film that's won the Oscar.
It was a big deal because those movies, remember, films at the time when they came out, like now you have a ton of films which are sequels, a ton of films that are genre films. You might have Marvel films, you might have horror films. And then it is the five big films. There could be horror, there could be this, but there's not an enormous choice. They're all shot on film. They're all extremely expensive to make. And you could only see them at the cinema.
that was the first year that someone refused an Oscar as well.
George C. Scott.
For Best Actor. He refused it because he said the Oscars was like a meat market and it was a two-hour event where people would turn up and the Academy would earn a load of money and he didn't believe in it, basically. Yeah. So he refused the Oscar and he's the first person to do it. And then Brando did it a couple of years later.
Before we jump to find out what won the year Jack was born, I just want to say one thing that really gets me now about the Oscars and awards and cinema in general is, so when you think about the Oscars that are this week and you think about all those films that are on and think about what's on at the cinema, then you can't watch all the Oscar films. They're not... Licorice Pizza has not had a mainstream cinema release. But if you look at the cinema now, you can watch Channing Tatum and a dog. You can watch Uncharted. But you can't, you know, yes, Batman and Spider-Man are amazing films, but they're on 14 times a day. And there's Belfast is on twice a day.
There's no money in it.
How come the Oscars is still this pinnacle and this is the pinnacle of cinema?
I don't know whether it is.
But no one's watching the films.
But I don't know whether it is the pinnacle.
They are watching the films. They are.
People like,
I know what you're saying.
People like us who like films are.
Yeah.
But I bet if you go to The View on a Saturday, I bet Belfast has 10 people in and I bet Batman is full every day.
Saying.
Yeah, but that's a blockbuster, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I suppose just to...
Why aren't they nominated?
Yeah, but also in the time when I was... born and film was on, you could see them all and they were all well known.
Yeah.
When you went to the cinema, you were only going once or twice a month. You were seeing the big film and they were all released in your big cinemas, in the big screen. Because the Odeon, remember back in the day,
just had one
massive screen. So when I saw Rocky for the first time, you were with 1,000 people. Watching a film, or what? I mean, it was packed. Everyone's smoking and having a fight.
Yeah.
But it was an event. So that's what Coulson's trying to say is, and I agree, is that film then, everyone could see it.
It's just interesting because I think if if we went out into the public and we went to a cinema and we said, what do you think is going to win the Oscars this week? I can guarantee people will probably be saying Uncharted because they won't have seen the films, Jack, because they are not accessible.
I don't think the Oscars mean as much to people as maybe it did from you. I don't know whether people watch it as much? They don't. The viewing figures are going down. Do people stay up and watch it at night?
I did.
Do you watch it now? Because it goes on.
Will I watch it this Sunday?
They're cutting them down, aren't they?
Is it this Sunday? Well, whenever it's on.
Yeah, Sunday.
I won't stay up and watch it.
That's exactly...
As a kid growing up, you had no intel knowledge about who was going to win. And I almost feel like now you can sort of work out who's going to win from other sort of ceremonies that have taken place.
That's what's BAFTAs moved, didn't it?
Yeah.
BAFTAs used to be after the Oscars and now it's become the performance.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see at the BAFTAs this year, who else decided to go to different award ceremonies, not the BAFTAs. They went to the Critics' Choice. They
Will
went to South
Will Smith went to Critics' Choice.
Critics' Choice. Jane Campion went to Critics' Choice. They didn't, or South by Southwest. They didn't go to the BAFTAs. And then the Oscars. Yeah, it's a different. It's definitely a different thing.
Right, we're back in the time machine. We're leaving 1971, and we're going back into the days of colour.
Mm.
What year are we going to?
We're off to 88.
1988.
Rock and roll age, not
what's what
you completely made that up. Rock and roll, 1980. I was a teenager in 1988. It wasn't rock and roll, dude. Someone's dressed in tartan as a new romantic.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
88, big win for the Last Emperor. Won everything.
Ah, it did.
In 88. Best film, best director.
Yeah.
Actor, however, good one. Good, solid one. Michael Douglas, Wall Street.
Very good.
Gordon Gekko.
Very good. Solid.
Solid.
Not a bad year. Last Emperor, not a big fan.
No,
Gordon
same.
Gordon Gekko, very good.
Yeah.
Best actress, Cher.
Yeah.
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck.
Very good.
But beat. Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the talking point.
Yeah, I would have gone Glenn Close.
I'd have gone Glenn Close.
Mean Streak's very good.
Yeah. But funnily enough, Douglas don't get nominated for Fatal Attraction, so he's nominated for Wall Street.
Yeah, he wasn't his film.
Yeah, but interesting in Wall Street, I think he probably could have been Best Supporting Actor.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? He's not in it that much. It's Charlie Sheen who's sort of like the protagonist in it.
Yeah. But he has got, but that also the Oscars have a thing about that, don't they? Where, like we did, that woman who won in Network and she did 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Those times when someone just chose an electric
just,
piece of
yeah,
acting.
I suppose, yeah.
And Wall Street was a real...
Yeah.
Of the time, it was just right on that zeitgeist, isn't it?
Mm.
So, in 1971, the Oscars, is it still a red carpet event and a people... is it still televised?
You've got to remember, I've only just been born. You're making it sound like I was born in 1914. I mean, in the cot... What were you being pushed or were you feeding off your...
Well, I'm just interested because I'm just like looking at some stuff and in 1971 a pint of milk was 5p and now we're in 1988 and a pint of milk is 26p. Hmm. So a lot's happening, but I'm wondering what's happening to the Oscars.
You're making it sound like there was fire, the wheel, in 1971. But before that, did people talk? Did they use cooking?
But is it...
with the knives and forks? It's literally not that long
ago. But like now...
It's literally like...
This week, a big question will be, what are people wearing? What are people... like that?
That's always been the case. You're trying to say, was that the case in 1971?
Yes.
And I'd imagine it was, yeah.
Okay.
What are people wearing? What designer dress have they got on? Taking photos of the girls.
But I mean, to think that was the same in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s. You look at pictures of the Oscars from the 50s. It's what clothes people were wearing, or it's the glamour of Hollywood, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The only thing that changed was, through Hollywood, without a doubt, was how much was reported on Hollywood. Back in the old days, very little was reported. So you had these big events which were reported, but the bit in between about the actor wasn't reported.
Okay. So it's just them going in.
Yeah, so that's why they became stars.
So you
didn't see them out of
the actor was only ever the character. That's what.
Well, the actor was at the award dressed up. It wasn't
okay. Yeah.
Doing his washing in his bath.
Yeah.
Or do you know what I mean? Going down to the co-op. The actor was that, and then that's all they did. But at the '70s, yeah, I think it would have been exactly the same.
Shall we jump back in the time machine?
Where are we off? 98.
1998.
Can I have a guess?
You can have a guess. We've done it because we've covered it. We haven't covered it, but I asked the question of the highest grossing movie is what sums up.
So it's Titanic, isn't it?
Titanic was Best Picture, yep.
So Best Actor, 98, I should know this.
You should know this because it's your favourite actor in the entire world.
Oh, As Good As It Gets.
Yeah.
Nicholson.
Yeah. But one thing that caught me by surprise... Because I never, ever expected this to have been nominated for an Oscar. And I also didn't know it was 1998. But Full Monty.
Yeah.
Full Monty was up for Best Picture that year.
Yeah.
Which is a surprise because, I mean, it's that shocked me. Massively shocked me, actually.
Why?
I just didn't expect that to be an Oscar-nominated movie. I mean, it's a film that I love. I didn't expect a film made in Sheffield to have done that much.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it unheard of? I guess not. You know, Kenneth Branagh's done a similar thing with Belfast this year, hasn't he? But for me, you know, Full Monty is something that I know because, obviously, Yorkshire, that kind of connection, and it's a film that I kind of grew up with, and I just never expected that to be
an Oscar nom.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you see where he's going. I mean, it's like a low budget.
They did have a thing, though, didn't they? Naked was... Mike Lee was getting nominated.
Yeah.
They did have a thing where...
They do sort of go through these themes.
Then they had Chariots of Fire one.
What's the flavour of the month?
And then there was that famous speech where he said the English are coming up, or the British are coming, about films with Chariots of Fire, that there was a resurgence. Gandhi war.
Yeah.
You know, but I know what you mean. It doesn't strike me as an Oscar film.
Yeah, I just thought it was very interesting. But yeah, 1998 was literally dominated.
So what was it? What were people wearing in 98? I mean,
we're talking flares and you know, flary
suits. Did people drive in 1998 with a car?
Just about, yeah, just about. And obviously it was the baby boom of Coulson.
Flares.
But what is interesting is obviously Titanic did completely dominate. And then the other film that was out that year was Good Will Hunting, which I've never seen.
Have you not?
No, and Robin Williams won for that.
Good film for you, I think.
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting. Good I film. Think you'd like it.
Yeah, but Titanic, I mean, how 11. Many did Titanic
About
win?
11.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is the record that
is
happened.
It?
It's joint with Ben-Hur and Ben-Hur. Lord of the Rings Return of the King, which I think is an absolute piss take. Why that won 11 Oscars is beyond
Lord
me.
Of the Rings won 11 Oscars.
The third one, which I think is the shittest.
Is that the one with the dragon?
They've basically given him 11 Oscars because they've gone, fuck, we haven't given him anything yeah. for the other two.
Pile them in. Put them in the bag. Put them in the bag.
Yeah.
Put them all in the bag.
Second one's the best,
yeah.
I think. Then the first. Second one's Empire Strikes Back. Second one, really good. First one, really good. Third one, shite. Nothing really good about it. Just goes on too long.
You know when you have
it's
people
pointless,
commenting
pointless.
On the Oscars? And yeah. you go, hey, and here we go, lie bad to Jeppy Shepherd. First one, shit. Can you imagine?
It is so. I don't think The Return of the King is very good at all. And for it to win 11. But anyhow, we're talking about 98.
Yeah, I've just been looking at some of the photos on the red carpet to see what people are wearing. And believe it or not, Ben, there's a lot of men in black and white tuxedos.
There you go, something that far.
Girls in ball gowns.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's 1998.
98, Titanic, yeah. Was DiCaprio nominated for Best Actor? That'll be interesting, that.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Do you want to know the best
I do, yeah. Actor? Who's the nominees for Actor 98?
Jack Nicholson, who won. Matt Damon, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
Ooley's Gold, is it Ooley's Gold? Dustin Hoffman, Wag the Dog.
That's a good film.
And Robert Duvall.
For?
The Apostle? Apostle?
Apostle.
Apostle.
Yeah, Nicholson, yeah, all day.
Nicholson must have won a few.
He's got three, Nicholson. Two for Best Actor for As Good As It Gets and Cuckoo's Nest. And his third one is a Best Supporting Actor for Terms of Endearment. But Daniel Day-Lewis has the record because he's got three best actors for Lincoln.
My Left Foot
and not Gangs of New York. He didn't win for that.
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Denzel Washington beat him for Gangs of New York. He won the BAFTA, but he didn't win the Oscar.
So we've spoken about what did win in today's episode. Tomorrow's episode, which is Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the best films and best performances that didn't win an Oscar. So all you've got to do is join us on Sofa Cinema Club tomorrow, where we're talking all the things, the best films to not win an Oscar. We will see you tomorrow for more Sofa Cinema Club Oscars specials.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.